Introducing Rav Menachem Liebetag, Friday, Neron Chanukah, Parshat Miketz.
What I want to do is I want to understand what we read on Chanukah every morning. You know the Nesim? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the simple reason why we read the Nesim during Chanukah?
It's the
Chanukah. It's just Chanukah to be and also it's good for learning because every day, everything that counts, like, you know, it's from 1 to 12, but at least you have 1 to 8 there. No, it's just very fitting. If you want something to read every day, it's just a nice idea. Now, in general, but this is Chanukah HaMizbeach, isn't it? And Chanukah is the menorah, I think. Okay, it could be just a wordplay with the word Chanukah, but I'm sort of joking, you'll see why. Because the truth is, if you know Sefer Makkavim, Chanukah was called Chanukah because Chanukah HaMizbeach, not because Chanukah HaMenorah.
Yeah.
But the main thing is called it's from Makim is Chanukah. Now, what does it mean the Chanech Mizbeach? You know what Chinuch means? There's a thing called a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is not a commentary on Sefer Mitzvot. Most people think that is. Mitzvot Chinuch is that Mitzvot Chinuch. Mitzvot Chinuch is a Sefer, which is commenting on, you know, on the parsha every week on a certain mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch is a sacrifice, inaugural sacrifice, that every kohen when he reaches age, the very first time he comes and brings
the minchas chinuch.
Yeah, right. Minchas chinuch. It's the very first korban he brings in the mikdash as a kohen when he begins to officiate, and so he's made out of flowers, like certain amount of flowers. It's a korban mincha, but it means inaugural because lechanech something. If I build a new mizbech, the very first time you use it, that's called chinuch. So if you build a new, if you have a new grill, the first cookout on it is a chinuch. And then for when you start using a house, it's chanukat habayit. Anything you build and start using it, it's called lachnuch. And therefore, when you bring up a child and you start using it, you start getting him ready to become an adult, it's called chinuch. But there's a much better reason why we're reading this for Hanukkah. Now, take a look at Perek Zayin Sefer Bamidbar. And what we're going to do is we're going to study a little unit. And that's, you'll see why you need two chumashim in a minute. Look at Perek Zayin Sefer Bamidbar, and first we have to identify the unit. Any of you are Rav Samet fans, this is first...
Seven what?
Chapter 7.
Yeah, which puzzle?
No, very beginning. Mm-hmm. Let's look how it begins. V'yi b'yom kalot Moshe lakim et ha-mishkan, v'yimshach oto v'yikadish tal kokilav. And then just some psukim about something, some psukim, and then starting in Pasuk Yud Vet, day 1, day 2, got it? All the way to day 12. And it's bad enough that we have all 12 days. In Pasuk Fei Dalet, at the very end, we have to learn multiplication. We take everything, bad enough we repeated everything every time, but then we have to multiply everything times 12, and that's how we learn math. Now, that's pretty much, that's Perek Zayin. Now, right after Perek Zayin is Perechet. Look how Perechet begins. That's a commandment for Aaron to light the menorah. Got that? So that might be already something menorah related. Okay. In fact, on the last day of Hanukkah, we continue till there. Now, when you were to show the first day of Hanukkah, where did they start reading from? In Perek Zayin, correct? Pasuk Aleph? Does it look familiar? Look at Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. That's where almost most people start from. But in Minak Sfard, right, they start from the end of Perek Vav,
right,
which is Birkat Kohanim.
Right.
Now, first of all, what's Birkat Kohanim doing there? It's strange. And what Birkat Kohanim has to do with Chanukat HaMishkan. But it's really cool. Chanukat HaMishkan is enveloped by Birkat Kohanim and Aaron laying the menorah. So we got something going on there. So therefore, I think it's much better minute to start with Birkat Kohanim before Elias of Nezer. But it seems like jumping all over the place. It's very random, Parshat Nezer. So I want to make sense out of it. So the first thing we need to do is go back to the first line of Perek Zayin.
Yeah.
Oh, one last question. Where would you expect to find Birkat Kohanim in what book?
Vayikra.
Why? Torah Kohanim. And does Aaron ever do Birkat Kohanim in Sefer Vayikra? Did ever say that Aaron lifts up his hands in Desperate Kakonim?
No.
Maybe in the battle with Amalek. Where is that?
What? In Shmini, very good. Look, keep your finger unique. Actually, open up the other Chumash now. Look at Parshat Shmini. Peretet. In Vayikra, chapter 8, chapter 9. In Sefer Vayikra. Look at verse 22. Pasuk Chabet. What's it say there?
He's Aaron
at the end. Right? What did Aaron do? He lifted up his hands and he blessed the people. See that? And then what happened right afterwards? Read, keep reading. Read verse
23.
Kvod Hashem comes back. You know what day this was? Look at the first line of Parashat.
It's
the first line of Parashat.
Yom HaShmini.
Is Yom HaShmini. Which is the eighth day of it's Chanukah HaMishkan. Or Chanukah HaMizbech of the Mishkan, we'll see in a minute. It's a day, and now what was special about that day? Look at Pasek Vav.
It went live.
The first day that they're taking over.
It went live. Said Pasek Vav.
It went live.
Yeah. More than one. Moshe said, here's what you do, these korbanot you do, and if you do these korbanot, what will happen? God's Shekhinah will come down. God will make himself appear. Or, I think, or the other way to look is, because God's coming today, make him a nice meal. In other words, let's say the queen's coming to visit.
No.
So, because the queen's coming to visit, have a nice meal ready. Making a nice meal won't bring the queen. But because the queen's coming, make a nice meal. Understand the difference?
Isn't that a strange idea for us?
For a queen?
No, for a transcendent God.
No, for sure, but that's my whole point. It's not that if I make a meal, that'll bring the God. God wants to come, but because he's coming, show you want him, and make a nice meal.
We're humans. We can't do angelic things.
Yeah.
But these kind of things we can do.
We simply treat God like a, it's called anthropomorphism. It works.
Bring us close. Yeah.
Works for kids, works for adults also. It's different levels. Now, let me give a quick review because we just sort of started. We're doing the Torah reading for Hanukkah. It says we need two Tanakhim today. We're in Perek Zayin, Sefer Bamidbar, the Nesim. So we went back for a little bit to show that Birkat Kohanim, the first time, is in Yom HaShmini. And Yom HaShmini is after the 7 days of Miluim. Remember, there's 7 days of Yom, and how many days is Hanukkah?
Right.
You know why? Because it's not because of the miracle in the menorah. The miracle of the menorah was 8 days because of Hanukkah, not because... Why is Sukkot 8 days? Sukkot is 8 days because Chanukat HaMishkan was 8 days. And Chanukat HaMishkan is 8 days because 7 plus 1 is a theme ever since creation.
Right.
Ever since Perek Aleph and Bereshit. It's a theme. 7 plus 1.
Where's the plus one in
Brit Mila? Seven is nature, and then Yom HaShmini, you can't miss when if you study Brishit and carefully, Shem Elokim and creation and Brit Keshet, you can't. There's a beautiful progression from creation and Perek Aleph to the flood, recreation after the flood with Brit Keshet, and then Brit Mila, all about Shem Elokim, all about creation, all about Puruvu and nature and everything. And we're sort of nature plus one. That's what the idea is. It's not by chance that Brit Milah is on the eighth day. Yeah. So for whatever reason, Brit Milah is on the eighth day, that's the reason why Chanukat HaMishkan is 7 days plus one. It's on the eighth day, Mashmini. Which is, and that's why Sukkot is 8 days, it's 7 plus 1. And that's why Chanukat HaMizbeach in the time of the Maccabees is 7 plus 1, it's 8. It's 8 days.
And Pesach is 7 plus 4.
7 plus 4, which is called Haterah. It's 7 weeks plus one. It's also 7 plus 1, but instead of days, it's weeks. It's double seven. Now, Shemitah works the same way.
Shemitah
plus one. There's a pattern. Now, let's go back now to keep. You can put a little bookmarker in your second in Yom HaShmini, which is a special day. But go back to now. We'll start to Shir Masudar. Look at the first line of Perek Zayin again. The first line of Perek Zayin is Sefer Bamidbar. Because we're going to click on a hyperlink. Okay? says, "Vi biom kalut Moshe lakim et haMishkan, v'imshach otav v'kadosh lo v'kol kelav v'tzeach kol kelav v'imshem mekadosh otam." What day was this? The day that Moshe finished erecting the Mishkan, he anointed it, he sanctified it, the Mizbech, the Mishkan and the Mizbech, and all its kelim, and he put oil on them and he sanctified them as well, the Mishkan and the Mizbech. So there's the sanctification of the Mizbech and sanctification of the Mishkan. The Mishkan are the kelim representing God, and the Mizbech is what we bring to God. What day was that? Is that he ever mentioned
it's like
before?
Like the seventh day.
What?
It was the eighth day.
But when he finished, we'd be in the seventh.
Okay. Well,
8 days already.
Now that's why
over.
I need two Tanachim today. So keep this one open. Open up your other Tanakh to Shmot Perek Mem. It's an unknown chapter in Chumash because it's the end of Ayakub Kudei. It's the end of Sefer Shmot. It's a double parsha. It's close to Pesach usually. Usually it's Parsha Nachodesh also, and no one pays attention. And it's so boring after Ayakub Kudei. It's the longest double parsha there is. And just look at the first line of chapter 40 in Sefer Shmot. See that? Vayda Hashem Moshe Lemor. What does it say?
Yom HaChodesh.
Yom
HaChodesh.
Shon Dachal HaChodesh. Takim Et Mishkan HaMoed. Got it? So what day is Moshe going to put up the Mishkan? And then that's a commandment. Takim. Now, look, skip to Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17. What's it say? What came about on the what does it say there? Vayihi. Vayihi b'chodesh ha-rishon b'chad l'chodesh.
B'shana
ha-shini. Who came on Mishkan? Got it? Why? Because that's what God told him to do. Now, look, as long as you have your Tachkorin open, look in, see Pasuk Yud Zayin?
Which
in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Again, Vayihi b'chodesh ha-rishon b'shini b'chad l'chodesh. Who came on Mishkan? V'yaka Moshe et ha-mishkan v'yitein b'adav. Look how every parsha ends. Another one, and I think there's 10 of them there. I'm assuming there's 10. Right. Everyone ends with Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. And look at the last one, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'yakem et ha-chatzer, saviv v'mishkan v'mizbeach v'yitein et ha-masach sh'ha-chatzer, v'yichal Moshe et ha-melacha. And guess what happened? V'yichal banan et oham moed, v'chor Hashem malei et ha-mishkan.
So is that the 8th day?
That's on the 8th day, yeah. This is the same day as Yom HaShmini. Because this is the day that the Shekhinah comes back to the Mishkan. Mm-hmm. Now, go back to the beginning of Perek Mem.
There were seven times.
What?
Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe.
Seven times. Of course, there'll be seven times. Yeah.
Not seven.
Yes. Now, back to and that by Chamoshe Tamlacha. That's by Chulu.
That's it.
Yeah. Now look at Pasuk Mem. I mean Perek Mem, the beginning again. Vayda'ar Hashem Moshe Lemor Takim et Mishkan Omoid. Perek Mem Pasuk Bet. Besamta Hashem et Aron Eidu, besamta et Aron, beibet et Shulchan, all the kelim. Skip to Pasuk Tet, listen carefully now. After setting up all the Mishkan parts, v'lekachta et Shemen HaMishcha, u'mashachta et HaMishkan, v'et kol asher bo, v'kidashto oto, v'et kol kelav, v'haya kodesh, u'mashachta et Mizbach HaOlah, v'et kol kelav, v'kidashto et Mizbach, v'haya Mizbach kodesh kodeshim, u'mashachta et Kiyor, v'mashachta et Aron v'gadav, u'mashachta et Kasher, u'mashachta et Aviyem. And then we ask Moshe to call Asher Tziva Hashem Oto Kedasa. Got it? Now, keep that fresh in your memory. Now go back to Perek Zayin and Bamidbar and Yadav Chumash. Keep this one open. Look at Perek Zayin and Sefer Bamidbar. This is a perfect match now. How did Perek Zayin begin? Vayi b'yom kalot Moshe rakim et ha-mishkan. Vayim shach oto. Vayi kedesho b'kol kelav v'te mizbeh v'kol kelav v'yim shem b'kedesh otam. It's the same story, isn't it? Once in Sefer Shmot, once in Bamidbar. But the first line of Perek Zayin and Bamidbar is a link to Perek Mem and Shmot. It's telling you this event that I'm recording now happened back on the first day of. And Chumash assumes you know that. Now there's another question: why it's in different books? We'll see why very soon in a minute.
Actually, three times. Though.
So the same day is three times. Yeah. It's in the end of Sefer Shmot Perek Mem. It's Yom HaShmini in Sefer Vayikra after the 7 days of Miluim, and it's also in Sefer Bamidbar. Now. If it's the same day as Yom HaShmini, what was the first day that Aaron did Birkat Kohanim? On Yom HaShmini. So therefore, and that's why Birkat Kohanim precedes Chanukat HaMishkan. Now go back to the end of Sefer Bamidbar. What precedes Perek Zayin? Birkat Kohanim. We're almost in chronological order. When Aaron, the commandment for Aaron to do Birkat Kohanim the first time was on Yom HaShmini. Now, what happened after Birkat Kohanim and the Shekhinah came? Then what happened? Now let's read. Let's read what happened now in Tarek Zayin, in Sefer Bamidbar. Now we have the link. Pasuk Bet. Vayakrivu Nisei, everyone have it? Tarek Zayin, Pasuk Bet, and Bamidbar. Vayakrivu Nisei Yisrael Rashi Beit Avotam. Hem Nisei Avot, Matot, Hem Amzim HaKudim. What does Vayakrivu mean? That's what everyone thinks of it. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean they brought a korban. It means they came close. Yeah. How do they translate that in English?
They brought.
Well, how do they translate by akrivo?
In verse 2.
Brought offerings. Bad translation.
That's bad. Because it says vayaviu korbanam.
Vayaviu korbanam again.
That's what they.
The akrivo means they came close. Because that's what korban means. They come close. Ve'akrivu, and he says to Rosh Hashanah Avodam, ve'biyu et korbanam, what do they bring? This is a really strange korban. Shesh eglot sav. What type of calf is that? Sav is a turtle, isn't it?
No.
What kind of crossbreed is a turtle and a calf?
Six covered
wagons. Yeah, no. Eglah here is not a calf, it's a wagon.
Six covered wagons.
Why? But sav doesn't mean covered.
Why not? No. There's a shell.
That's not what a sav is. Sav is a turtle.
Turtle. Slow wagons.
A turtle has a cover also.
Yeah,
but a turtle goes very slow. Now, together with these six wagons, turtle wagons, comes 12 oxen.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a sacrifice for the for the mitzvah.
No, it's
because
a
every
wagon.
To pull them. Now, wouldn't it make more sense to pull them with a horse?
Well,
if I have a chariot, I want a horse, because a horse is much faster than an ox. Yeah. But if I have something heavy to carry, an ox is as strong as an ox. And a turtle is as slow as a turtle. Now, if I have something heavy to carry, I don't care how fast it goes. I care how much torque it has, how much power it has. And therefore, I can have a big, heavy transport truck. Like, if I want to move the space shuttle from Houston to wherever it is, you know, to a launching pad, it can take you, it can go maybe, you know, a half a kilometer an hour. But I need a strong engine to do that. Got it?
Totach up there. Yeah, yeah. Up to your showing.
Yeah, yeah. So therefore, they're bringing six transport wagons to the Mishkan. Not as an offering for the Mizbeth, but rather as a present for
the
Mishkan. Now, whose idea is this? The Nesimit's idea, isn't it? No. Did anyone on that day come up with their own idea and bring something on their own?
No. Well,
what happened to them?
Yeah.
Ooh, big mistake, right? Now, was everything supposed to be Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe? So how did they get away with this? None of you do something on their own, they get zapped. And every God said, you know, only follow protocol. Everything's Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Well, look what happens now. Now go back to Derech Zion. Pasuk Dalet. ויאמר השם משה לאמור כך ואיתם ויהיו לעבוד את עבודת המועד ונתתו על הזין. What's God say? They ask God, is this okay? They ask permission, can we bring this korban? Can we bring this present?
They ask permission.
And not, I mean, if God tells Moshe, I can assume that Moshe must have asked. And what's God say? Good idea. Whatever it is, God agrees to this one. You know why? Because this is a present where you care about somebody else. None of them feel, I want shlishim. And there's a whole sacrifice going on, and who gets to participate? So Aaron's doing a korban on the people, but hey, none of you are just doing nothing. Hey, what do you mean? We're B'nai Aaron and Kohanim. So we want to, you know, we're going to do something on our own. We're going to do something. But you'll see in Bamidbar, there's sometimes Chumash. Sometimes initiatives are good. Sometimes they're bad. Like Women's Rosh Chodesh Minyan. I'm sorry, not women. I meant to say Benot Shlofchal. I'm sorry. Or Pesach, you follow? There's some initiatives which are very good, some are bad. Why? It depends on your motivation. When motivation is true, that's why I brought the example from Women's Rosh Chodesh Minyan. It's not right or wrong. It depends on what the motivation is. Is it truly Avodat Hashem and want to do something good and refine this one way? Or is it just like we want to be in the center of attention? And, you know, are you using religion to promote yourself? Or are you using yourself to promote God? And here, the fact that this is a present where it's very thoughtful, isn't it? Because I think the Mishkan is pretty portable, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. And then you have to carry it. Now, how are you going to carry it? So what they're going to do, he'll say, what Moshe will say, now he can use it. Remember how the three families of Levi? God, their job is to carry the Kelim. which I can't use wagons for. They tried that once, and they also got zapped. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
With Uzzah, yeah. But the Shulchan, Menorah, all this stuff has to be carried. But the all the fabric, lots of fabric, isn't there?
Poles.
The pole, no, and also there's poles and krashim, there's planks and poles,
yeah.
That's heavy stuff. So four wagons goes for the planks and poles, that's B'nai Merarim. And two wagons go for the fabric, that's B'nai Gershon. And B'nai Kad doesn't get it. And that's the next Sukkim, who gets how many wagons?
A chariot instead of carrier?
No, a chariot, you want a horse because you want it to go fast. Okay. Oh, I say chariot instead of chariot. Okay.
Wow.
I got it. Okay. Now go back to Perek Zayin. So he talks about how we give out that glow to the different people. Okay. That's really Pasuk Tet. Now look in Pasuk Yud. Ve'akrivo ansimet chanukat ha-mizbech b'yom ha-mashach oto. That's not a summary, that's something in addition. In addition to the wagons, they brought also a kiddush. Ve'akrivo ansimet korbanam b'yom ha-mizbech. What korban did they bring?
Doesn't say.
Well, now, before we go any farther, okay, read again Pasuk Yud. Ve'akrivo ansimet et chanukat ha-mizbech b'yom ha-mashach oto. Got it? Ve'akrivo ansimet korbanam b'yom ha-mizbech. Keep your finger there. Read it again. Fast forward to Pasuk Pei Dalet. Pei Dalet, at the very end. Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach B'yom Himashachoto Meit Nisei Yisrael. Kalkat HaBabam. Pasuk Pei Dalet is not a summary of everything that was brought after 12 days. Pasuk Pei Dalet is the next Pasuk. Everything else here is in parentheses. Pasuk Pei Dalet is what the Nisim brought on the first day. What did they bring on the first day? All the Nisim together brought on the first day what? 12 Karot Kesef, 12 Bishurke Kesef, 12 this, 130, what do you call it? Karot Echad, whatever it is. Got it? Meaning what? On the very first day, all 12 Nisim all brought the same thing. A joint Korban. Everyone brought exactly the same and no one tried to outdo each other. And they all brought it on the same day to be offered on that day. Because making a big, you know, Shul Kiddush for everybody. When they all brought the same thing, what did God say? Now go back to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Everyone follow me? God, just slow down one Nasi a day. Now that you're unified, everyone's bringing it together in a unified action, now everyone can have their special day. And we order, bring in the order of the Machanot.
They brought it for the party, and Hashem said,
slow down, make this a 12-day Kiddush instead of a 1-day Kiddush. Like Christmas. I mean, like, wrong holiday. That's where the 12 days of Christmas come from. You know there's 12 days of Christmas? Mm-hmm. Growing up in a...
Oh,
yeah, there's a whole song about it. You know, with the partridge and
the turtle dove comes from.
Yeah.
I love child, huh?
Yeah, the turtle dove from here. Yeah.
There's a song about that.
Yeah, I remember growing up with it. I grew up in Akron, Ohio, and went to public school, so yeah. I know Easter eggs aren't kosher. They used to look so good. No.
Well, some of them are.
Yeah.
Bartons.
Yeah. They have kosher Pesach Easter eggs. Yeah. But the Cheskat Chalavi.
They're on special by then.
Yeah. Okay, now. Go back now to the end. Now, then we have them all summarized. Look now at the end of the Parsha. Look at the end of Pei Dalet. Go back to Pei Dalet. Again, and then, Kapotav, all the stuff. Go to Pasek Pei Ches. We're finishing all the math. V'chol b'kar zebach ha-shlamim 24 parim, 24 cows. Elim 60 aturim 60, 60 rams and 60 sheep. Kursim shem pounds. Zot chanukat ha-mizbech achrei moshachoto. After it was anointed by Moshe, remember, we read back in Sefer Shmot here in the beginning. After they anointed everything, it was as soon as the Mishkan was set up in official and inaugural, in addition to the korbanot, the Yom HaShmini, which were commanded to bring, Nassim brought this, what do you call it? This special korban. This special, like, kid. They donated the kiddush.
Not all of them were brought on the same day.
They weren't offered on the day. They were all brought on the same day. They weren't offered on the same day. Okay? And then, Zot Chanukat Tamei Achrei Mashachotot. Got it? And that should be the last line of the parak. Now, look what Chumash sneaks in Pasuk Pei Tet that no one ever pays attention to because we lose interest already by, you know, by day two or three. You just boom. Because, oh yeah, Rav Spiegelman, I don't know if you remember him. His famous quote was that, why does Chumash repeat itself in Parshat Noso? and it's exact repetition, word for word. No, there's not one other than the name of the Nasi. Everyone's exactly the same.
The first 2 days.
The first, I mean, just the introduction, but the Korban, identical. He says, and it never happened, because Chumash repeats itself a lot, but it's never the same, even the Ten Commandments. So Chumash, as he says, one time Chumash has to tell you, I know how to copy myself. So that when it, everywhere else, I know I'm doing it. So first I need to know that I know how to copy word for word. And now every other time...
I'm going to copy word for word, I know how to do it.
Yeah. No, and now because of this, I can learn everywhere else when there's differences. I'm doing that on purpose. It's a cute little word.
Okay.
Now back to this little last line here. Let's go pasuk pei tes. Uvavo Moshe Aron Moed ledaber ito, vayishma et hakol medaber elav me'al kapor asher aron haedut mibein shnei hakruvim vayedaber elav. Now, if this pasuk wasn't here, we'll translate it in a minute. If this pasuk wasn't here, you would ask, hey, how come it's not here? This is not a pasuk that's, if it wasn't here, it would be missing. This pasuk doesn't even belong here. It's totally out of context. What are we told? And it's in present perfect. Thing. And as Moshe would go into the Omoed to speak to who? With God. Moshe would hear the voice of God coming between the two Kruvim, which is on top of the Aron, and God would speak to him from on top of the Kruvim. Now, don't we know that already? We know that already from Parshat Truma. In Sefer Shmot from Parshat Truma. Has God ever talked to Moshe from the Omoed before? The first line of Sefer Vayikra, like Ramo Sheva, Dever Shem Meo Meidin Mor, which was what day? Well, the first line of Sefer Vayikra, let me show you something. Go back down to your other Chumash. Go back to Sefer Shmuel Perek Mem. The very last line, remember? What happened in the end of Sefer Shmuel?
Okay.
We did this way back.
What
does it say? Vayishkod, what's it say? No. But before, when Pasuk Lamed Aleph, what's it say? Vaychat Anan Eto Moed, if Hashem Malei Te Mishkan, V'lo Yechol Moshe Lavo Eo Moed, Ki Shechan Av Anan, V'for Hashem Malei Te Mishkan. Moshe can't go in, why? Well, Har Sinai had the same thing until when? God had, back in Har Sinai, in Parshat Mishpatim, God had to call Moshe, Vaykra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, B'toch Anan, and then he goes in. So Moshe has to wait 7 days and he goes in after the eighth day. And here also, what needs to happen now? Moshe needs to go in, but he can't go in yet until when? Until God calls him. You understand what I'm getting at? Should I show you the parallel? Let me show you. Go back to Shemot Perek Chavdalet. Pasuk Chedvav. Shemot Chavdalet. I told you need probably three for Moshe today. Shemot Chavdalet, Pasuk Chedvav. Just when Moshe goes up for the first 40 days. What's it say there? Vaya Moshe Lahar. See that? Vaychasa Nanatahar. Vaishkom for Hashem Ahar Sinai. Vachetem Moshe Shitamim. Vaikra Moshe B'yamashim B'toch Hanan. Merkva Hashem Kishachem B'shahar. Vaya Moshe B'toch Hanan. Vaya Moshe B'har B'yam Yom. And God speaks to Moshe. So just like Moshe went up to the mountain to speak to God. But he had to wait 7 days. And God only called him. From the Anan, from the Moshe goes into Anan, but God has to call him in. Here also, we have 7 days of preparation. Now on the eighth day, what's happening? The Shkvod Hashem is on the Mishkan, just like it was on Har Sinai. And then Moshe is waiting for God to call him. Moshe can't go in because of the Shekhinah. Until when? Until the first line of Sefer Vayikra. So the first line of Sefer Vayikra, now go back to Shmot Perek Mem. Read it again. In Lamed Aleph, Vaychas Anan Eto Moed Echosh Amalei Tamishkan, that's exact parallel. V'lo Yechol Moshe Levar Omei Kishan Avol Anan, V'chosh Amalei Tamishkan, and the next pasuk should be the first line of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra Moshe, Vayidav Hashem Ve'omoy Zimor. All the Parshim say that. Therefore, what day did that happen? Perek Zayin. It's the same day as Perek Zayin in Sefer. Now, what brings the Shekhinah in Sefer Shmot? Everyone doing Kasher Tiv Hashem Et Moshe. What brings the Shekhinah in Sefer? No, in Sefer Shmot, what brings the Shekhinah is the Kohanim doing everything Kasher Tziva Shevet Moshe. What brings the Shekhinah in Sefer Bamidbar is the leadership taking initiative and being united, coming to the Mishkan.
Chronologically, how did it?
So the first thing they did
was the first of the month. Moshe started...
No, for 7 days they were practicing.
Starting from the first of the month.
From the first month was the first day the Mishkan becomes functional. And on that day there was a special Korban called Korban Yom HaShmini, which is like Yom Kippur, where Aaron brings the Korban and people bring the Korban. They brought that Korban. Aaron brings that Korban.
On the first day?
There were 7 days, inaugural days, Moshe's the Kohen. Yeah. On the eighth day, Aaron's the Kohen.
That's his
Mitzvah Chinuch. And they do all that stuff. And then what happens? The Shekhinah comes. Aaron does Birkat Kohanim on that day. Okay? And that's why Birkat Kohanim precedes all this. Birkat Kohanim comes. And then after they bring the Shekhinah comes on that day.
After the Korban?
Probably after Yom HaShmini. And Moshe anoints everything. Probably they brought it's unclear whether the Nesim comes before the Yom HaShmini sacrifice or after. It's really cool. I think it comes a little bit before.
But the anointing is before the korbanot.
Yeah, for sure. The first thing you do, you put it together and you anoint them. You can't use it until you anoint them. Okay. So it could be as soon as it was anointed, the Nesim came with all their korbanot, and then, which is maybe that's what led none of them to make their own donation, or their own come up with their own idea. And God said, the question is, why? What came first? The Nesim bringing their own idea, and then none of them view, or none of the view, and then I think it makes more sense.
They had
to prepare that. That's right. I think the same came first. Yes, yeah. Because it says, as soon as Chanukah was B'yom Himashachoto, that's when they brought it right away.
I'm sure they would.
For sure they got ready there.
They would be hesitant if.
Yeah, but none of you would have. I think would have been hesitant. I think that came first.
You have to prepare those.
That's right. For sure, they prepared it beforehand. Yeah. So maybe that explains. Maybe explains that of a view a little bit better now. They all didn't say that. That's exactly. It's choshadatam shanot of an view. Right.
When
all the Nesim brought everything, then hey, oops, Sefer Levi's missing, right? So we're going to bring our charis. But they're bringing something. It's like when
maybe
you go.
Maybe that was because they didn't prepare.
That's right. They weren't prepared.
But maybe that was the part of it because it was all.
No, it was also about them. They brought Esa Asher Lot Tivalta. And for sure, they didn't ask permission first. They just did it. Remember? Chazal says, Shoru Halacha Lekne Rabban? That's the problem. It's not what your intention might have been good, but you didn't do it. You didn't follow protocol. So what I'm getting at is that, now, why is that so important that the Shekhinah would come here? When was the last time the Shekhinah was in the camp at Har Sinai? Wasn't it? It was there. The Shekhinah left because of Chet HaEgel. Remember that?
Right.
Now, one last look. Go back to Shmot again in your Shmot Chumash. Go back to Shmot Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Zayin. This is after Chet HaEgel, when God says, "I'm not going to be with you anymore." God tells Moshe, "I'll take the people to Israel without me."
No way, Moshe.
Right?
Yeah, Moshe should take his tent and put himself.
And God like had it with the people, so God's not going to kill him. But Moshe, he breaks the luchot. The breach is broken. It's Moshe ikach et ohel, v'nata lo. מחוץ למחנה, הרחק מן המחנה. כן? וקרא לו אוהל מועד. והיה כל אשר מבקש שם יצא אוהל מן שמחוץ למחנה. If you want to, God will not speak to Moshe inside the camp of the people, because, look, fair, I can't be in that שכונה. If God's going to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe has to go outside the camp. That's a sign that God's not with us. Understand? So, you know, God's no longer with us inside the camp. God can't associate himself with us in the camp. Therefore, whenever God talks to Moshe, they should be outside the camp. What's going to fix this? Now we need to do tikkun. Remember, God. In the meantime, God gives us midot rachamim. Remember, Moshe davens outside the camp. And God says, okay, come up, I'll give you second midot. I mean, second luchot with midot rachamim. Which means I can forgive. Now I will forgive, I can forgive. And after Moshe hears the Yudgimu midot, Vayomer Moshe Vayomer, Imnam Matzach Veinach Hashem Yelech Hashem Erkibenu, even though Ram She'orah, it's a lachta. And according to Chazal, what's God's answer? Okay, I'm willing to forgive you, but not so fast. If you want my Shekhinah, Moshe prays, Yilech Hashem b'kirbeinu, because God said, B'shilo la b'kirbecha. What does Chazal understand? V'ad shu l'migdash, v'shachanti b'tocham, comes right after this. I mean, you want my Shekhinah to come back? Not b'tocho b'tocham. Prove to me you want me back. Make an effort. And see if you can follow instructions. Do this, do this, do this, and let's see, like training a soldier. Can you follow command? No, echad echad. And that's going to be Asher Tzivah Hashem. It's all through Vayikra B'Kudei. All through, yeah. Everything's Kasher Tzivah Hashem at Moshe. That's why the big dagesh. And finally, what the first time that God speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu inside the camp, as opposed to outside the camp, ever since Chet HaEgel is going to be on Yom HaShmini. And what causes it to come? The Achdut of the Nesim. Got it. And it's worth wasting 80 psukim and repeating it over and over again. Get that? Now, why did it say, you follow? And therefore, the last line of Perek Zayin, Bamidbar, Uvom Moshe Omoed, that's the highlight of the day. That's not an extraneous pasuk that just snuck in there. The highlight of the ceremony is this action of the Nesim. Everyone bringing the same korban, the way they're behaving on this inaugural ceremony. You guys finally got it right. You're finally united. You're doing things the right way. Asking permission, taking initiative. You got the right balance. And because of this, God now speaks to Moshe
inside. Had they not done it?
What?
Had they not done it? Had they done everything? Kasher Tzivah Hashem et Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have come back?
Probably would have, but this is highlighting, this also helps. No, this, put it this way, I think because he sees, remember they had time to prepare it, because God sees they're preparing it, he sees they're, he was willing to come and, it needs to be a joint effort. Remember, like who made the first light bulb? No.
Well, it was a joint effort because the...
The Kohanim do their job, and Moshe do his job.
Everybody donated. So it wasn't.
And that's highlighted in the beginning of Truma and the beginning of Vayakal.
This is the kapara of Nevi'im. The Nevi'im were late in bringing they were going to fill in for the Mishkan and not only give in what was missing.
Was missing, yeah. That could be that way, or it could be from
and
the same.
So when they saw everything was done, so they said, okay, then we got to do something else.
Yeah.
And this is what they did. So they were preparing these.
It could be. Also, the Talmud says they're preparing. When God told Moshe Rabbeinu, the verse, you and the Zikne Yisrael should go to Paro, and when Moshe goes to he and Aaron, and they say all the Nesim start backing out one at a time, they're finally now. Bamidbar is a book about leadership. That's a big theme in Bamidbar, and therefore the leadership theme of Chanukah Tamishkan from the people's side is in Sefer Bamidbar. Vayikra is about Korbanot and Torah Konim. That's in Vayikra. The Shechina idea, the idea of Brit and everything. The Mishkan representing Har Sinai, that's going to be the theme in Sefer Shmos. Each book has its own. Now, if the first thing on the day was Chanukat and Meshicha of the Kelim, and then they Nisim bring their Korbanot, I think they brought them before Yom HaShmini, before the Korbanot of Yom HaShmini, but they're offered afterwards. Because God said Nesicha Nesim, they're offered afterwards. Then, what's the last thing we do in the Mikdash? What's the last Abadah in the Mikdash? After Korban Tamid, Shemin Arbaim, lighting the menorah, and therefore Parachet makes perfect sense now. Yeah. We just finished. What do you call it? The Nesim. We're back to day one. We're back to the first day. Then when all the Nesim brought the Korbanot, because in the summary Pesukim in Pei Dalet to Parachet, and this is the day that God now speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Olmoid, because that's why it's present perfect. It's continuous now. And now as Moshe would talk to God, it would come from the Olmoid inside the camp. And now what does God tell Moshe to do? Remind Aaron when you light the menorah, which is coming up in a couple of minutes, in a couple of hours, make sure to do it the right way. And now the whole parsha is in perfect order. And now it's very much related to Hanukkah. Hanukkah HaMizbeach and lighting the menorah. Remember my question in the beginning? And you couldn't pick a better Torah reading, not just because it's numbers up to 8. Now, one last thing. Pneam Norah, look in the parshanim. What's Pneam Norah? Which way did the light say? Pneam Norah means what? So you remember Rashi, they're all facing the middle one. One of them says, Pneam Nora, it depends whether the menorah is facing this way or that way. Let's say this is the Aron. So the menorah, east-west or north-south. So if it's Pneam Nora this way, then Pneam Nora is the Aron, it's the Parochet.
Right.
So it's facing Hashem. If it's this way, Pneam Nora is the Shulchan.
Right.
Which is really cool. No, Pneam Nora. Are they facing? Which way are they leaning towards? Are they leaning towards themselves in the middle, or are they leaning towards the Shulchan? Are they leaning towards the Aron? I mean, is it towards the Aron in the inside? It's a great machloket parshanim.
One question that I've always thought of. I understand why Chutz La'aretz on Sukkot remaining during Kol Moed is the Sefik Yom. But by Hanukkah, it's not like in Chutz La'aretz
they do it 2 days.
Yeah, really?
And
the
based
next
on Sefer Maccabim.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't celebrate. They couldn't celebrate Sukkot that year, so they're doing it. They're laying like Sukkot.
They say the current day and then the next day.
That's like ridiculous.
Where
in Chutzpah?
Well, that's for the day.
In the laning in Chutzpah, it's for.
Really?
Chutzpah.
They do the 2 days?
Yes.
I didn't remember that. Wow.
I have my scroll box anymore.
That's so cool.
I think
it's just out of habit.
No. I think the Indian is whether it's better to go back like we do,
or just continue,
or whether you don't go back and go forward. Yeah. And that's the only way.
It could be,
It's the only way.
Because I'm sure the first day they don't do 2 days. They don't do day one and day two on day one.
They got the whole thing.
Well, I'm saying yes, there's enough. You say there's not enough sukkim for things, so they just read a little extra.
Right.
That makes sense. Then.
What else is a Masechet Chanukah?
What? There's no Masechet Chanukah. The rabbis don't like the holiday too much. It's the people's holiday. The rabbis had to accept it.
No, it's enough sukkim because that's what we do.
The Chanukah was a national holiday of patriotic, right wing. The rabbis accepted because the people. They just celebrating it even after the Qurban. Then they gave it some religious meaning with lights and everything.